I am Plant on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. Roy Henry Vickers and Robert Budd are not only two great guests I've had on this program in the past, they're fine guys whose work I've admired. Roy and Lucky have just published the fourth installment in the award-winning and best-selling Northwest Coast Legends series, Peace Dancer. I'll get them to tell us about the Crow, the Flood, and the lessons in this new book. It's already a bestseller. Roy turns 70 shortly, and to celebrate this milestone, there'll be a free storytelling event Saturday, the 11th of June, at Studio 700 in the CBC building here in Vancouver. The event is free, but to guarantee entry to the event, one will need to register, and the link is up on the website. Roy Henry Vickers is the distinguished artist, carver, speaker, and author, and Lucky Budd is a historian, author, and broadcaster. He's collaborated with Roy on a number of projects, including these four Northwest Coast Legend books. His most recent book was Echoes of British Columbia, Voices from the Frontier. Peace Dancer is from Harbor Publishing. Lucky's website is at memoriestomemoirs.ca, and Roy's is at royhenryvickers.com. Please welcome back to the Plant on the Line program in Hazleton, Roy Henry Vickers. Mr. Vickers, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. Good to see you or talk to you again.
The same. And in Victoria, Lucky Budd. Mr. Budd, good morning.
What a pleasure. Good morning.
Good morning. So you're both well since the last time I saw you, about a year ago?
A year by, yeah.
Yeah.
I would say so.
Roy, you know, you're turning 70 shortly. Do you find, because I'm 34, and so I find the older I get, time passes so quickly. I mean, I wonder at 70, what's that like?
Well, the older I get, faster time goes by, and the faster time goes by, the older I get faster.
but you know, the thing, and I'm sure Lucky knows this, I mean, spending time with you and the sort, that the years as they go on are a lot more rewarding, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so. Also, there's this feeling that if I get to be 100, which I hope I can, this 30 years will go by even faster than the last 35 years, and it impresses upon me more that we should be doing all we can to leave knowledge that we've gained over the years for the world to learn from, and hence the books and all of the work that Lucky and I are doing.
Lucky, when you because you've known of Roy Henry Vickers for years, and then you've gotten to know him and work with him over these past several years, this idea of leaving a legacy, that's something that's been part of his life, his work, from the beginning, isn't it?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And it's a common interest with me. I mean, as someone who's an oral historian, you know, much of my work is very much about not just legacy building, but learning about the legacies that others are leaving through stories. So it seems like a very natural joining together.
Yeah, and so this book, this is the Peace Dancer, this is the fourth. Lucky, why is it the last?
Well, there's a couple good answers to that question, actually. But when we initially envisioned this series, it was always a series of four books. And the more work Roy and I do together, the theme of the four directions comes up a lot in the work that we do together. And so there's kind of this symbiotic relationship between these books and the four directions, and I think Roy could go into that in much better detail than me.
Yeah. Roy, when was the first time that you heard this story?
Oh, man. The Flood. I think probably 1977 or 79, somewhere in that area is the last time I remember it in detail, but I probably heard it since I was a child.
Yeah, and so for people listening who haven't picked up the book yet, what's the story in Peace Dancer?
The story of Peace Dancer really is the story of the Flood, and the whole story of the Flood, as it's told by different people around the world, is the same, only different. In the stories from Kitkatla, we anchored to a mountain that is still called today Anchor Mountain, which is in the top end of Pitt Island, not far from the village of Kitkatla. And from the Flood, there was developed a dance that has been done since then where a chief who is a healer dances a dance with eagle down in a headdress and shakes the eagle down out, hence the name Peace Dancer, which signifies when the storm abated and peace came back to the world and the flood receded and the people went home to go back to the laws of their ancestors and love the land and love the world they were living in.
It's a timely story, isn't it, for today?
Oh, boy, is it ever. It's, you know, at a time when, I was just talking about poverty and how I think of poverty has nothing to do with money. It has to do with the richness of our life and the number of people we love and who love us and the health that we have and the place that we live in. And so today there's such a attention given to money and not enough attention given to the world that we live in and how we can't eat money. We need to rely on the world to continue to supply us what we need to sustain life.
It's also very interesting this conversation started with this notion of legacy building and Roy mentioning that we're responsible for our knowledge and it's part of his task for the next 30 years to pass that on. That's a major theme in this story, is that you are responsible for the knowledge that you have as an adult, and it is your responsibility to teach your children the right way to be in the world, the right values, the way to respect all life and the things that are core values, that it's our responsibility to use the knowledge that we have and pass it on in a respectful way.
Yeah, see, we lose sight of that, don't we? And so for you, Roy, is that a frustration? And how do you get away from being frustrated and or angry and be as positive as you are?
Well, to me, frustration and anger are one and the same. Anger is just taking frustration to another level. And for me to remain positive is to say we must do what we have to do to make the world a better place. And it's not our responsibility to force someone else to see what we see. It's our responsibility to communicate to the world what it is that we see and how we need to pay attention to taking care of Mother Earth rather than making a whole pile of money. When life is ended, we can't take it with us. And so I've come to that place at the age of 70 where the peacefulness and orderly part of my life has to do with my connection to the world and to society and how I contribute to the world the knowledge of loving the land that we live on and the people who live in it.
Yeah, that's right. And to say that frustration, if frustration were to be an end, that would mean that it's connected to a feeling of powerlessness.
Mm.
You can use frustration as a source of motivation when you find ways to get past the powerlessness and communicate what it is that is frustrating you in the first place.
Precisely, yeah.
You've got young kids, do you not, Lucky?
I do. I've got a 5-year-old, and my little girl will be 3 in about a month.
Yeah, and so, I mean, these are obviously lessons that you pass on to your kids, and I guess these are things that are taught, because people don't get screwed up on their own, do they?
Well, you know, I would actually take it a step further and say it's my children who communicate it to me.
Mm.
When I'm with my 2.5-year-old and she's showing me that she's frustrated, well, how do I get her past that? It's by helping her to empower herself by, okay, you've identified that you're frustrated, now let's talk it through and let's see how we can get you to a place where you're not so upset anymore. And that's really it's a brilliant lesson that she's teaching me and reminding me every day rather than me reminding her. She's the one who's giving me that empowerment.
Roy, I mentioned you'll be turning 70, and there's this event in Vancouver. I understand there'll be cake as well. Is that true?
Well, I'm not sure. It's supposed to be kind of a surprise, so all I know is there's an event, and I'll be there to celebrate with my friends and whoever decides to come a 70-year mile mark in my life.
Yeah, so you mentioned what you're thinking about as you turn 70. It has been, you know, it's been 70 years. It's been a long road. There have been ups, there have been downs. When you look back at it all, how do you view some of the regrets you might have?
Well, I don't have very many regrets, and those that may appear as regrets, I will accept them as part of the life that I lived, and I wouldn't know what I know. I wouldn't be able to help people the way I can help them today if it hadn't been for the mistakes that I've made in my life. And so, to me, a mistake is simply a some time where I've missed the mark, and it's important for me to hit the mark each time I can hit it today.
Yeah, so some people might listen, who might be listening, you know, obviously a lot of us admire you, Roy, and so they might wonder what happens in one's life that you decide to lead the sort of purposeful life that you've lived.
I'm having a bit of a laugh about this because Roy and I are in the process of writing his biography, and we started this whole journey of writing these four books that all started with working on Roy's biography, and it deals very much with that question. I mean, it's I'm just laughing because we're working on that very issue right now, and it'll be very exciting when that book comes out.
Yeah. It, for me, it was that 1992. What's the mathematics of that?
24
years ago. You know, I was looking at the end or at ending my life, and realizing that life is a gift and we don't have the right to end it ourselves, I had nothing else to do but to take Bob Dylan's advice, and that was to change my way of living and find a different set of rules. And that journey has led me on this incredible journey of learning that everything that has been given to me in life is a gift. And it's what I do with the gift that is my gift to the world. So it's my desire to make that gift a beautiful gift.
It actually builds upon some advice that Roy's mother gave him, going back to the biography, if you want to talk about it.
For the knowledge that you gain. You are responsible for the knowledge that you gain, Roy. And for me, I finally came to the realization that responsibility is in gifting that knowledge to the world around you. And in that gifting is the knowledge that you're helping to make the world a better place, which is where the happiness and peace of life comes from. It's not what I attain, it's what I give.
Wow, you know, that's so profound. And so, I mean, it's something that we need to know. That as much as we can accrue in terms of knowledge, we have that responsibility.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Very much the theme of this book.
Yeah.
You know, just getting back to Peace Dancer.
Yeah.
You know, the children have lost their way. The children have lost their way, and the Creator brings down a powerful storm to wash all of that away. And it is incumbent upon the adults to remember what it is to have this responsibility to teach our children the right way. And that's really what the book is about. In fact, that's what most of the global flood stories are about. It's very much the same as the story of Noah and the story of Gilgamesh and a bunch of the other, you know, global flood stories. It's about people losing their way, washing away that stain of the way that they're acting and bringing upon a new realization of the right way.
Yeah.
And it's incumbent upon the parents, not the children.
The other part of this is that, it's our mentorship. We quite often in cultural talks, we talk about the children are our future. The children are the future of the world. Well, their future is how we are mentoring a way to live in this world. That's what we're setting up for the children. So it's incumbent upon us to walk this journey of life filled with the responsibility to impart to the world around us, the fact that we should be loving this world and all that is given to us from this world.
Goes back to the Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young song, Teach Your Children Well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Beautiful song.
Yeah. You as I said, lucky, work closely with Roy, and have over these last few years. Are you amazed at how prolific and busy he is?
Oh yeah, just the way that he lives his life, he's just doing it every day. But the thing is that when you are working the way that he does, from a place of inspiration and joy, it's not even a matter of work. It's just, okay, so what are you working on now? What are you doing now? What are you doing now? What did you do last week? I don't remember anymore. It's like he's just constantly, the train has left the station a long time ago and is deep into its journey, and that's really what's happening. So as someone who is working on a biographical level, it's fascinating to try to put the pieces together of this puzzle and just figure out how all the train tracks line up. It's fascinating, it's fun, it's very inspiring. But one of the reasons I think why Roy and I connect so well is because we're both doers.
Yeah.
And if we have an idea to get something done, we just start working on it and hammer it out so I can relate to it. But that being said, it's always impressive to me, and it's inspirational, and it's fun. And it's fun trying to put those pieces back together. It's a blast.
Yeah, you seem like a guy, Roy, that you can't be, you know, put down or anything like that. You're not going to sit idly for a while.
We always have to look at the bright side of things, right?
Yeah.
We all go through trials and tribulations. We all have things that could weigh us down and drown us, but there's always an example to see in the world or to look at where you could say, well, I'm glad I'm not there. I'm glad I'm not there. And I will do whatever I can to continue to look at the positive things that surround us and the people who are positive in my life, rather than those who would want to bring us down for whatever reason. Because the world needs positive energy and love. I mean, love makes the world go round. Love changes things. Love is always positive.
Yeah,
and you know, I think a lot of it comes down to personal priorities. If you're the sort of person who values growth and values learning and values moving forward in your life, then you're going to find a way to do that. And if you're the sort of person that just wants to sit in the corner and not change, well, then you'll find a way to do that too.
Lucky, is there a date for this biography when that'll be out, say?
Well, you know, I've been working really hard on it the last several months, and it really just depends on when Roy and I can get together and keep hammering it out. I'm hoping we can have it ready in about a year and a half.
Yeah.
And it is amazing. Let me just tell you, it's my pleasure and one of the joys of my life right now working on this thing. Whenever I'm away from my kids or not working on something else and have like a spare hour or two, it's like it's all I want to do. It's so much fun. It's a great story. It's really well told too.
Yeah. Roy, are you finding as you're working with Lucky, looking back at all of this, that you're learning stuff about yourself still?
I am learning stuff. Every time we sit down and talk, I'm learning things not only about life, but about my life and lessons that I've learned that I forgot that I learned. And so, you know, it's that archivist nature of Lucky, of how he just brings things out in conversation. And, you know, when two people come together you're working together, it changes the dynamics of everything. So when there's a young man who's learned, like he's the age of my son, who's learned to be an archivist, then I'm brought to a place where I look at different areas of my life with more scrutiny than I ever did before, because I'm really not used to looking backwards at what I've done. And when somebody asked me, well, when did you do that piece? Well, gee, a couple of years ago, but a couple of years could be 30 years ago.
Yeah. I guess you're just going forward so often that you tend to lose track of time almost.
And to me, as a person who grew up in it's a good way you put it, Joe, losing track of time to me takes us to how heaven was described to me, where there is no more time as we know time as human beings in this world. And that happens in conversations like the one we're just having, where time becomes, you need a watch to say, okay, 30 minutes is up, or 40 minutes is up, or 4 hours is up, and what happened? So it's like, to me, it's heaven on earth when you lose time.
So lucky these books, these four Northwest Coast legend books, even this new one, Peace Dancer, that's just come out, I mean, it's already on the bestseller list. Did that surprise you at all? When you guys first started, would you have expected how well these books have done?
I don't even think we thought about it. I had this inspirational bolt smack me right in the face when I was sitting in Roy's gallery in 2012 recording the story of Raven Brings the Light. And I had this vision of these books, and I got super excited about it, and I spoke with Roy about it, and eventually he got super excited about it. But we're both working within these little bubbles, and you're working on your thing, and then you put it out into the world, and it's very... I never really thought about how it would be received. And Roy and I had this incredible experience earlier this year at the very beginning of March, where we were brought to Kelowna, and a theater was rented out for us by the Okanagan Board of Teachers and Librarians, and they brought in 28 schools to see us over 5 days. It was 5,600 students. And to see how these stories were resonating with these students, these kids, was a mind-blower for both of us. I mean, we're working in these bubbles, and you go out and you see how these stories are resonating and inspiring, and the questions they're asking and the sorts of things that they're thinking about. There's no way us working on this, we would have ever dreamed that it would resonate the way that it has.
Yeah, it must have been. It's just rewarding, isn't it?
Yeah, rewarding. Yeah, inspirational, really. Yeah. I mean, it just makes you feel like you want to, you know, just keep doing what you're doing. It's just reassurance that what you're doing is really as important as you feel that it is, you know?
Yeah, I see the titles, and I see your names in the paper every week. And you know, this is like a year after we've talked about the book. And so, I mean, people are still buying these books. And Roy, why do you think it is? I mean, do you think people were looking for some wisdom? I mean, is there something happening in our cities and our province and in our culture that they needed these stories?
Well, I can only conjecture on things like that, but it seems like we lack a spiritual base as a worldwide community, and we have religions dividing people and causing conflict everywhere we go. And when you look at one of these stories, it could be from any culture in the world, and it has a spiritual base, and the story really is about loving the world you live in and taking care of Mother Earth. And to me, I think that's, people like that message and respond to it in a wonderful way.
And actually, this is one of the reasons why these stories have endured for as long as they are, and as long as they have, and as long as they will continue to be, because the core values communicated in this story are basic core values that all human cultures share.
Yeah. Now, Lucky, you have other projects that you're working on. Is there anything that you can tell us that we might be expecting shortly?
Nothing that is imminent, but I've got my hands in a couple of fires, and I'm really, really excited about it. But nothing that is really super concrete, other than more plans with Roy, for example, the biography. And we have plans to do a book about Ben the Sea Lion, which was a pet that Roy had when he was a kid growing up in Kitkatla. That's a book I'm really looking forward to putting out. But I've got some other things on the go, but nothing concrete enough that I can quite get into it yet. But it will be very exciting, and you'll be among the first to know, Joe.
Yeah. Are sea lions friendly, Roy?
No, I don't think friendly would be a word, but this one was sure friendly because it was rescued by my uncle, and it became a pet. It grew up thinking it was a dog, and it was quite an experience to know that sea lion for a little while. But mostly, I think they just like their life out in the wilds, and they endure humans whenever they have to, and that's it.
Yeah, crows, because I guess Peace Dancer, the crow plays a part in this story. We tend to be scared of crows because they attack us as we're walking down the street here. I mean, that's happened to me. But they're also incredibly wise, aren't they? I mean, just
they
looking
are,
at them.
Yeah, crows and ravens, they seem to be in the in the same family, and the raven is one of our crests, and the crow also is one of those birds that's very much an important part of the culture of the Northwest Coast.
Yeah. Well, how often do you get to Tofino in your gallery there, Roy?
I just returned from Tofino. I was there for the May long weekend and had a wonderful time, and had the highlight of my week was having Sarah McLaughlin come into the gallery to say hello, and that was just wonderful. And just being there with my staff and seeing how they love to work in the gallery was just great. But I don't get there more than half a dozen times a year.
Yeah, I know people who've been there, a number of people, and they just tell me how wonderful a time they have there, especially when you're there and you're telling stories.
Well, it's a beautiful space, and the stories I have to share about my life all over British Columbia and Vancouver Island and Vancouver, and I love to share the stories.
We'll have to get you out to the gallery one time, Joe.
But, yeah.
For those people who don't get a chance to go to the gallery, coming out to see us at the CBC building on the 11th is going to be great. We're going to get Roy to tell some stories, probably go through Peace Dancer. And I wouldn't say it's as nice as being at the gallery, but certainly being at a storytelling session is something that shouldn't be missed. It's an amazing experience.
And people get a chance to say happy birthday to you, Roy.
Oh, that would be lovely, yes.
Yeah. Well, what are your summer plans, Lucky? You've got kids, so, summer revolves around them, right?
Yeah, it does. Everything revolves around them. I mean, again, going back to the success of these books, I actually fashioned myself a full-time dad before I fashioned myself anything else.
Mm.
The fact that these books have done so well is just so wonderful. It's quite the surprise. It enables me to spend as much time with my kids as I do in a way. But yeah, summer plans, do a bit of traveling with the kids, keep working away, and just life as usual, to be quite honest with you. It's a balance between work and, life with my family and getting out to play a little bit. I've got such a blessed life. I'm very, very lucky.
Yeah, and Victoria. I mean, I love Victoria. I've been there. I was there about a month ago. I can't get enough of it.
Yeah, it's a great place.
Yeah.
Definitely a great place.
Yeah. Roy, whatever you're doing this summer, I like a lot of people, just wishing you many, many more years, and I'll be there on the 11th to say hello and say happy birthday, because I hope it's a happy one for you.
Well, thank you. I have no doubt that it will be a happy one, and I'm glad that I get to spend it in Vancouver with a little bit of a celebration, and the summer for me will be, again, about family and out on the ocean and on the ranch here and a few book signing journeys in southern B.C. with Lucky and just loving life.
Yeah,
we're going to have a great time.
Yeah, thanks for this, Lucky, and happy birthday again, Roy.
All the best, Joe. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for your time. Look forward to seeing you on the 11th.
The same. The book is called Peace Dancer. It's from Harbor Publishing. Roy Henry Vickers joined me from Hazelton, British Columbia, and Lucky Bud from Victoria in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Plunto.